Hello, welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles. How have you been? Hope you've been good.
Hey.
I'm good, but I sound really, really tired, don't I? I just want to start by saying that if you are a queer person from Africa especially, you are going to face a lot of pushbacks. You are going to lose friends that you think are friends. You are going to now have people you had in your life, maybe from childhood, some of them your relatives. They may never be in your life. And this is coming from a place of someone who has experienced something like this. But the things you are going to gain outweighs those nonsense. There's something that happened to me recently. There's someone I knew. He said I knew. I used to know them. And I went ahead to explain to them everything about me, told them about my sexuality, yada, yada, yada. We had such a meaningful conversation and like, I thought he was honest. And then I tried to contact them afterwards and they were acting weird. They weren't answering my phone calls, no reply to my text messages, nothing. I don't know, maybe something was wrong. I'm just not going to lose hope with this friendship. But it's just so weird. I wanted to hang out with them. They never wanted to hang out with me. I sent text messages to them. They didn't read it. They checked my WhatsApp stories and they never replied and haven't had any conversations with me whatsoever after I came out to them. Of course, I'm out and people know about me, but yeah. And this person is someone that is extremely religious as well. And the way they had these conversations with me, I just thought, okay, you should be somebody that will be open-minded. The reason why I'm saying this is that a lot of us queer people, sometimes when people struggle to come out or don't want to come out, it is because of things like this. Rejection hurts. Being excommunicated or ostracized or people who are supposed to care for you not wanting to have anything to do with you can be really, really soul crushing. A lot of people don't like to be rejected, especially in a way like this. And I totally get that. But the thing is, do you want to have people in your life that don't really know you, that don't really love you for who you are? That's the question you need to ask yourself. At the end of the day, you are who you are. As long as you are at peace with yourself, then that's what you should move with, if that's the right way to say it. I have been an advocate for you not to, that everybody is not going to come out. Everybody is not going to come out. But I am of the opinion that you should make peace with who you are. Be at peace with yourself. Because if you are at peace with yourself, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks, how they act, what they do to you. You know that you are not wrong. You are amazing. And that's the most important thing. For me, coming out was the best thing I did for myself because it helped me mentally. I became really, really okay with myself and I'm able to live my life unapologetically. Of course, you're going to get people who will always say nonsense to you. Like what happened to me on TikTok this past few days. This particular individual came with 5 different accounts. The first time, the second time, the third time, and the fifth time. And on all this occasion, this person kept saying, you will die, you will die, you will die. Like, I mean, I blocked him anyway. The thing is that all of us are going to die one day. Nobody's going to leave this earth alive. All of us are going to get old. It's like some of these people who come to me and say to me, oh, you're too old to be gay. I don't understand what it means. Gay people are supposed to be teenager for the rest of their lives. Or is it only teenagers and people in their 20s that are gay? I just don't understand this. Or people who say, oh, you are too manly to be gay. They tell me this all the time. Your face is strong. It's just crazy. I do not know what goes in these people's heads because some of these people claim to be religious. And if you are a religious person, you should love everyone. You should love thy neighbor as thyself. You are telling me that God will punish me. At the same time, you are telling me that I'm going to die and you call yourself a Christian. You call yourself a religious person. And this is the reason why I have a massive problem with extremely religious people. Because I have said this, most extremely religious people are the most wicked people you can come across in your life. This is based on my personal experiences and the things I have seen happen. They are the most judgmental people. They are the most violent people. They will be the one that will want to force their religion down your throat. And they will be violent about it. They will be violent with it. Because how do you feel that it is okay for you to always go ahead to force people to believe in God? You are making it by force. And when they don't believe in what you want or act the way you want, you call them non-believers and you call them evil people. Meanwhile, you are the one that is the evil person. The number of times I have been told to repent, that I'm going to hell, repent, it is too late. And then I'm looking at some of these people. Some of these people are murderers, thieves, cheaters, wife beaters, child molesters. And you think that because of someone is gay, that means that that person is evil. My dear, pick your struggles. Pick your struggles. This is why I say that a lot of African people are obsessed with homosexuality. You lot are obsessed with queer people. It is crazy. Let's talk about it honestly. Because Africa is not doing what is supposed to be done. What is supposed to be doing. There's so many things that is supposed to be happening in a good way. That you're supposed to be fighting. But you're not doing that. Africa is somehow on fire. Not literally. But you know what I mean. Things are not the way it's supposed to be. Inequitable distribution of resources. Things are not really working. Look at Nigeria. Some of you will be like, Jesus is going to save Nigeria. People will save a country, not God. Somehow, queer people are the main headline for you. Hey, why are you gay? Are you gay? Are you gay? Your nyash is open. They are sleeping with you. They are fucking you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Why are you gay? And you would think that gay people caused the inflation, the corruption, the unemployment, and bad governance. The way these people are so obsessed with us. It is crazy. I have said this so many times. Take your fights to your government. Take your frustrations to them. LGBTQIA plus individuals are not the reason why you are poor. Are not the reason why your roads are bad. Are not the reason why you don't have a future. We are not the reason why, my darlings. I swear. Some of you are just crazy. It needs to be said. I was having this conversation with a friend of mine. I always am yapping with my friends. We talk and talk and talk. And he said to me, you know, the obsession with LGBTQIA plus individuals is a distraction. And I'm like, guy, what do you mean? And as he was saying it, that is when it dawned on me that our politicians weaponize homophobia to distract from failure. Look at the LGBTQIA+ law, the anti-gay law that was created in Nigeria, in Ghana, in Burkina Faso of recent, I think so, and some African countries. It is a distraction because when they say things like this and they give you things to worry about, you won't look at them that they don't know what they are doing. Even churches shout about gay agenda, about gay people, but they ignore poverty in their congregation. Have you ever seen this happen? This happens all the time. I have used it as an example so many times where people will say to their pastors, we need help, we are suffering. Pastor will be like, pray to God. But when the pastor has a problem or wants to do anything, they will ask the church to contribute the money. These pastors do not care about the congregation. They don't care about you. All they care about is their pockets. Politicians don't care about you. All they care about is to enrich their families, is to make their pockets deep and deep and deep and deeper every fucking day. But they will tell you and bring up things for you to pursue. Look at what is happening in other parts of the world as well. They will tell you it's trans people that is the problem. It is these people. It is this community that is the problem. They give you something to fight about so that you'll be distracted. Because if they don't give you these things to fight about, you will be looking at them. You'll be like, you have failed us as a government. You have failed us as a pastor, as a man of God that you lot claim to be. Wake up and open your eyes. The thing is that people who are suffering, who have not actually eaten balanced diets, still find the energy to attack queer people, physically and online. They are mad. How have you not had good food? Some of you look like you have kwashioko, but you have energy to fight queer people. In a continent full of crisis, the easiest scapegoat is queer people. It is very easy. That is where they go and lay all their frustrations. My dear, we will continue to be amazing, juicy, hydrated, moisturized, glowing, and unbothered. And you will be there looking haggard, tattered, wretched, suffering, frustrated, crying, miserable. And you are targeting us. My dear, target your government. Take the fight to them. Leave us the fuck alone. Some of you do not have common sense. I swear. Africans, not only Africans, the world literally love queer culture. They love our culture. They love our language. They love the things that we do, but hate us queer people. Can we go into it? Fashion, we queer people, we lead in that. Entertainment, we queer people, we lead. Our slang, our aesthetics, our art, influence art, the arts, influenced by the queer communities. But still, you lot are hating us. You are hating us every fucking day. Every freaking day. My dear, go and have several seats. Think, use your brain, and know that everybody wants to just live their lives. It is about humanity at the end of the day. We all want to live our lives. You want our creativity, but not our humanity. We are all humans. We are. Have you heard the thing? I'm laughing because it's always so funny when people say to you that this gay thing, this queer thing, this LGBTQIA plus thing is imported from the West. And you look at them, they are holding the Bible with their hands and their legs. Where did the Bible come from? Where did Christianity come from? Where did some of the things you wear come from? Are they not something that was imported to you by the Westerners? My dear, homophobia is the imported nonsense. Okay? Homophobia is imported. Not queerness. Gay people have always been in Africa. Trans people have always been in Africa. Non-binary people have always been in Africa. We have always been here. Before you and I existed, there were queer people. We have our queer ancestors. It wasn't imported by anybody. Homophobia is what was imported to Africa. Pre-colonial African societies had gender fluidity and queer roles. Homophobia came from colonial religion and Victorian morality. Africans inherited hate and called it culture. That is why you hear some of these people who will come to you and say to you, this is not our culture. This is not our culture. We don't have it here. Igbo people are not gay. African people are not gay. We are not gay. Fuck you. You don't have common sense. You don't have common sense because some of you are actually gay. You do it in hiding. You do it behind closed doors. I am sick and tired of some of these good-for-nothing coconut heads telling me that Africans don't have gay people. This is a white man's thing. You lot are weird. The thing is that some of you don't know what the real issues are. The real issues you should be worried about. I will list it for you. I will list it for you. Okay? You need to worry about these things. Inflation, police brutality, corruption, bad governance, food insecurity, inequitable distribution of resources, bad roads, poor healthcare, unemployment, people committing rape, people molesting children, people abusing elders, elder abuse, people abusing women, domestic violence, crimes, corruption. I've mentioned that, all of these things. But instead of demanding progress, you blame it on queer people. My dear, look within you. Look within you. Ask yourselves the right questions, because I don't think you do. Because if you ask yourselves the right questions, you will totally understand that your priorities are misplaced. The danger of this obsession with us queer people is that we, where people get attacked, we get ketoed. For some of you who don't know what keto is what happens in Africa, in Nigeria, in Ghana, and some places where people will lure you into you coming to them for a date, to hang out and things like this, and they will attack you and sometimes kill you. There's one that happened recently to someone called Hillary. May he rest in power. They will all alive you. That's what they do. Politicians pass harmful laws because of this. Societies teach violence as morality. Homophobia kills more African queer people than any tradition ever has. This is wild. And some of you who claim that you love your children, as soon as they say that they are queer, you'll be like, I don't like you. I hate you. You don't love your children. I was saying this the other day. Some of us were raised without love, but we were cared for. There's a difference between you caring for somebody and loving them. You providing for food and shelter, and then you turn back. And when they get older, you say to them, I raised you. I carried you for 9 months. Why are you being mean to me? You are not a good son. You are not a good daughter. You expect them to give you every money they made, that they are making and things like this. You guilt trip them. Meanwhile, you never loved them unconditionally. All you did was care for them. You catered for them. Because love means you are allowed to be vulnerable with your parents. You are allowed to speak to them and tell them how you feel. They understand you and allow you to pursue your passion. They don't judge you. They love you unconditionally. They support whatever you want to do within reason, as long as it's not going to be a problem for you. But some of you, that's not what you do. You just give birth to your children to be your pension. And once they don't do what you want them to do because you want to live your dreams through them because you failed. Even brothers and sisters do this. They want to live through their younger siblings and things like this. And when you don't do the things they want you to do, you become the enemy. You become a disgrace. That is why some of us African people, when they want to insult you, or when they think you are gay, you are queer, they say to you, are your parents proud of you? Proud of what? You are a whole ass individual who want to live their life unapologetically. Some of you need to go look for your common sense because it's lost. Some of you people that your destiny has been tied to an Iroko tree in your father's village, I feel sorry for you because you have no future. What needs to change here is you need to stop using queer people as distraction politics. You need to start holding your governments accountable. Confront religious hypocrisy. Focus on real issues and stop policing people's bedrooms. Stop policing what people do in their bedrooms. Stop policing queer people. Stop speaking about it all the time. Stop care. Hey, your nyash, they leak. You're going to wear diapers when you get old. How is that your business? How is that your business? Think and stop your bullshit. Queer Africans are not your problems. Queer Africans are not your problem. Your leaders are. Your silence is. Your misplaced priorities are. We deserve safety, dignity, and peace. Not your obsession, not your hatred, and definitely not your violence. And for some of you who are always on social media, on these social media streets, being obsessed with gay people, my dear, speak to your ancestors, your fathers, to go and look for that evil person that tied your destiny to an Iroko tree in your father's village, because we are not your problem. I am just going to stop here. But before I do, I want to ask you a simple question as a queer person. What real issue in your country gets ignored because of homophobia? Because homophobia is louder. We want to know that. We want to know that. Because in my country, Nigeria, There is loads. Share this episode to your friends. Share it. I want to let you know that you are amazing. You are wonderful. You are doing the things. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful time. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Have a wonderful time. I will see you in the next one.